Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live on the East Coast of America. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. We're always available at crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link or the banner on our webpage, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commissione, and it doesn't cost you anything.
And strike and strike and strike and strike and strike.
Oh.
Sorry, my tongue speaking was not pleasing to God.
You've so just raped Bill Cosby.
It's a day ending in Y, though, right?
I did that. Social media at Crab Diving. We check our Twitter during the show at Crab Diving. But we're also on Facebook and occasionally on Instagram. So join us.
Yes.
White people in droves.
You're like,
my button wasn't working.
My Glenn Beck button is broken. Unacceptable. Fuck Monday.
I had a very important white people in droves.
Oh, I know.
Drop to drop.
Hi, white people. You're not as important as you think you are.
White people
right?
are doing way okay.
Yeah, you guys are fine. Relax.
Strap in, everybody. We got Monday for you. We got all kinds of fun shit to talk about if you're into stuff that isn't fun.
Right.
Like the Republicans.
A lot of people
doing
are,
anything.
Though. But your idea of fun isn't. Someone else's idea of fun.
Correct.
There are a lot of basements filled with weird shit that would attest to that, depending on what you're into. I don't know. Yeah. You know?
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Right now, I'm working on a promo. It's a picture. It's a side-by-side of Matt Gaetz with, I don't even know what kind of sea animal that is. It looks like an eel or something. Oh, but
lamprey?
Yeah, it has a similar overbite than our congressional pedophile.
Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPost.
Wee wee.
Says hot seat.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Louisville PD faces DOJ probe over Breonna Taylor killing. Oh, look, we have adults in the Department of Justice who are now looking into shit.
I mean, shouldn't there be an investigation into
they did
everyone?
They investigated themselves.
No, yeah,
and they found themselves to be innocent.
I was going to say by the feds.
Oh, well,
by
yeah,
the feds. If the feds are adults,
well, right.
But the feds should always be adults because we're talking about the Department of Justice.
But states' rights.
Listen, if our whole government is going to go to fucking shit every time these fucking Republicans are elected, because the intelligence people and the DOJ and all that shit, that's supposed to always work. Despite, you know, but that's not true.
It took some hits
the
past 4 years. Justice Department is opening a sweeping probe into policing in Louisville, Kentucky over the March 2020 death of Breonna Taylor, who was shot to death by police during a raid at her home. The Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Monday, not Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
No,
not the gelatinous Billy Barr.
You're leaving out my favorite But he wasn't confirmed.
Who, the big dick toilet guy?
Matt Whitaker. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy's great. He's very sweaty, though. I hope he's okay. I mean,
didn't Trump talk about that? Like how sweaty Whitaker was?
I think so. Yeah, he doesn't like it when people look not. I don't know what he. I mean, he looks weird, so. Trump.
This is the second such probe into a law enforcement agency by the Biden administration. In 1 week, Garland also announced that they are investigating the tactics of the popo in Minneapolis following the death of George Floyd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The attorney general has said there is not yet equal justice under the law and promised to bring a critical eye to racism and legal issues when he took the job. Few such investigations were opened during the Trump administration. Were any?
Well, you know, I probably not.
It says few. Well, zero is few.
Depending on if investigations were open to retaliate against someone or, you know. But do we, you know, of course we need this investigation. We need to figure out what the fuck is going on in Minneapolis. But we kind of already know what we need to do. Because Eric Holder looked into all this same fucking shit years ago. Years ago. Well, why are we still here right. then?
Because Republicans won and decided that you couldn't look into that shit anymore. Because they kind of like what police do to black people.
Really? But don't they see that that hurts society?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt them.
Right.
That's the HuffPo, the Drudge Reporter.
Yes.
Drudge Report. Loading. Why does it take any time? It's like, it's links.
Because he didn't do shit. He probably hasn't defragged the server.
Oh, they're thrilled about this. Hollywood shock. Ryan. Hollywood shock. Oh, my God. But they love this.
Over?
Because they hate the liberal W's in Hollywood.
Right.
Not that they're anti-Semitic at all.
Okay.
Oscars fall below 10 million viewers.
It's not a reflection on the product Hollywood is putting out. It's that nobody wants to watch the fucking Oscars. Thank you. Oh, wait. That's not a fucking
the crowd. They're terrified.
I don't want to watch the Oscars. I don't know about you guys. 2020 sucked.
Kind of don't care.
2021 is better. I don't feel like seeing a bunch of white people exchange trophies. Sorry. Sorry. I have shit to do.
Now, is the Hollywood shock, because there's two shocks that happened. No, they're talking about Oscar ratings crashed to all-time low. Last night's 93rd Academy Awards saw Netflix walk away with the most hardware overall, but Disney Empire took the big prizes with wins for Best Picture, Best Animated Film.
Yes.
Nomadland and Soul.
Right.
Were the two, the animated film and the Best Picture.
Let me give people in Hollywood a fucking hint if you don't know it. If you want to win a bunch of fucking awards, put Frances McDormand in a movie and let her read the fucking phone book.
She went back to Best Actress, and then in an oopsie move by the producers, for the first time in a gazillion years, they decided to move the Best Picture announcement. It's always last, generally.
Of course.
Not last night. They decided to move Best Actor because they were convinced that Chad Boseman was going to win, and they were going to close with a tribute to Chad Boseman.
Oh, God.
And oops, well, there's proof that the PricewaterhouseCoopers guys didn't spill the beans ahead of time. Because it was like shock when they announced that it was Anthony Hopkins, who, an amazing actor, and delivered an amazing performance. They said it would have, you know, that Hopkins, it was between Hopkins and Boseman, a lot of people felt.
Why did they allow that to happen?
Because Hollywood, I don't know.
If I'm
they're probably like, what's the big deal if he doesn't win, you know?
It's everything. If I was directing that, if someone gave me that idea, I said, I love that idea. What I need you to do is take a pile of cash, walk over to whoever the fuck is at PricewaterhouseCoopers holding, find out who the winner is, And we'll, if it's Chad Bozeman, we'll do it. If not, bring me another fucking idea. Or we can look like dickheads on national fucking television. What kind of planning is this?
And that's what happened.
You can either... Hey, listen.
And then poor Anthony Hopkins is put in the position of having to defend his win almost, you know.
I would have ripped the fucking place a new asshole for it. I'm Anthony Hopkins. I was like, hello?
He was very gracious. Very gracious. Yeah. He wasn't there yet, though.
What?
But he was very gracious.
Who directs these? See, let me... The reason no one watches the Oscars is because it's directed like Kaka.
Well, it was different this year because of COVID again. They did have they were in an auditorium of sort, socially distancing. Nobody was wearing masks.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Right.
And, you know, the conservatives were squealing some of the political messages. Oh, the black people talking about Derek Chauvin. No. Oh, the blacks.
Well, hey.
Oh, my God.
You know, listen, this is the way it is, rednecks. Time is coming for you. One day
time
you'll
is
be
past you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll be dead one day. And then there'll be a lot of progressives here in your place. It's
showbiz
okay.
goes bust. Showbiz went bust because nobody could go out. What? Next year, movies are going to be okay. They're already finding that movies are okay in other countries.
Who hosted last night? I don't even know who hosted.
There wasn't a real host.
Okay, sucks. Okay.
They've done that like 3 years in a row now where it's been
And the viewership is going down?
Yeah, nobody cares. Well, viewership for all these awards shows. Nobody cares. You're out sucking your own dicks.
Right.
We're on to you.
I give me a reason to watch it. Put somebody on there that's interesting to host the fucking thing. There's an idea. Put a band that's interesting to play. Make it a show rather than a bunch of rich guys in suits.
Well, they usually do, but, you know, COVID.
Right.
So
you can still. Yeah. It's true. And how many people watched?
It says below 10 million, Jesus. But I wonder if that.
I got a show in a couple.
That's probably not counting streaming.
Yeah. I have a show next week. And if I have 30 people come to it, I will do the dance of joy and throw myself into a bonfire. But 10 million people, I mean, that's not horrible. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, I wonder if that's just the broadcast and it doesn't count the streaming. Because, one would think baseball ratings are down, but broadcast ratings are down, but MLB streaming is at an all-time high.
People like baseball and don't like to watch these guys give weird speeches. You know what I mean? Like, people give weird speeches at this thing. They let it go on too long. It's like, why don't you do the Oscars like a roast?
They didn't. They let everybody ramble as long as they wanted to this time.
That's a problem, isn't it? You know what? You know what's weird about that? This is an award for directors, screenwriters, DPs, and shit. Since when did any of those motherfuckers do a project? When was the last time you heard fucking, you know, I'm trying to think of a writer and director who's not a dirtbag. Michael Bay? I was going to say Woody Allen. I mean,
you said not dirtbag.
It would Michael Bay
made your search a lot easier.
Michael Bay didn't marry his foster child, right? Or anything like that. Yeah. Well, Michael Bay writes a movie. He doesn't let somebody ramble.
Okay, sure.
Okay, then, right. Hey, director of Oscars. Copy from these great directors. Don't let these fucking wackos talk all they want. You know?
Yeah, well.
Have Tom Cruise host the Oscars. He always does something crazy. That might not be bad. What about the guy from Greta Van Fleet, the lead singer? Have him host the Oscars. You want people to give a fuck?
The question going forward is, will 2021 be the Pompeii of awards show ratings or a tremor of sorts due to the particulars of the past year? Well, I think it's both because fewer and fewer people every year, even before the COVID, have been watching these awards shows because, again, you know.
It sucks.
It's.
It sucks. And here's the formula. Guy comes on stage. Guy says something fucking stupid or remotely entertaining. Opens envelope. Dude comes up. Says something even more boring and less entertaining. We go away and they go to commercial and then we want to come back for that. That's the formula.
And the gilding is off the turds now.
Yes.
We know all about all these celebrities now.
Right. Okay. Well.
And what scumbags many of them are.
Yeah, that's true. That's why you got to make it like a roast.
Back in the day, you could do anything, get away with it, and your publicist would keep that shit quiet.
If you want to save the Oscars, you got to make it a roast. You got to reanimate
roast. Well, they do. Remember the years that they had Billy Crystal were good.
Yeah,
because he didn't take it seriously and he shat on people.
But that year, Billy Crystal was there. this year, there's no one.
Well, right, that was sucks. One of their problems.
That's a weird problem. You could have hired someone.
Get Ricky Gervais.
Host it.
They hate him because of the he does the Golden Globes. He's done that and just shredded people. I mean, to the point where
like,
people have complained about him, and but they keep having him on because the public loves him. Because the public shits because he shreds all those egomaniac lunatics that deserve it.
I have a host for the host of next year's Oscars. Yes, they've given the job to me to direct, and I have a host, and this will be the best host ever.
Oh.
And I challenge you to, now I'm going to tell you the host, and you tell me a better host. Okay. Obama. Boom! Obama. Come on. Barack would be great, dude.
I don't know.
Fuck off, man. Oh, he's so funny.
I don't know.
Very dry.
I'd rather have Chris Rock.
Yeah. A
lot funnier.
Yeah, you're right. An hour and a half, Obama's like,
yeah.
he's taking these moments to think before he opens the envelope. He's going to consider Trump. You have Trump host?
So I would love to host. This is the winners and all the haters. Congratulations.
Frances McDormand worked for me.
She worked for me once.
She's a loser.
John Voight didn't win anything. I can't believe it. He's a great actor.
Where's Scott Baio's statuette?
So there you go. That's the headline over the drudge. Is how shitty the the ratings were for the fucking Oscars.
Think of the Oscars like a TV show that you want people to watch. And then direct it like that. Think about something you would watch and do it like that. Don't you think?
The Oscars were also some of the most inclusive.
Yeah.
Woman director, second time only, winning Best Director.
Yeah.
Woman of color also, first time for... Nomadland.
Right.
And then Anthony Hopkins, 83, the oldest to ever win Best Actor. Frances McDormand, third oldest to win Best Actress. I didn't realize that.
Jesus.
God, that shows how there's no roles for older actresses
out
there.
Right. That yes. I'm convinced. I mean, that movie was about her. I mean, that's my point. Just whatever movie you're doing, hire her and then make the movie about her. Who gives a put her on Star Trek.
And Yoon Yu Jung at 73 won for Best Supporting Actress.
What movie is that?
Female actor.
Yeah. Do they say actress?
They say actress, yeah.
Oscars, actress. It's actor, motherfucker. It's actor.
Okay. They still do actress though.
Well,
Shelby, hey.
The dog didn't. The dog doesn't give a fuck about is that Shelby trying to tell us that no one cares about what we're talking about and to move the fuck on? Is that communication?
It means I'm angry that I'm not getting more treats.
Right. Okay.
But we will move on.
Yay!
Because you know.
That's right, Pat.
I don't care. I was one of the 99.9% of the population that did not watch the fucking Oscars.
You didn't give a shit.
I didn't. And I haven't for a long time, even though it's kind of, at one point, was my chosen profession.
I feel like no one is giving a fuck. Is no one listening? Hey, Academy, there's some honest feedback from somebody that knows what the fuck he's talking about. at Vile Experience hasn't watched the Oscars in at least 3 fucking years. He's an acting major, and he doesn't give a fuck. You made it, so he made the Oscars, so he doesn't give a shit.
Not that I hate the awards or the recognition for good work. It's just the presentation of the shows are shitty. I didn't watch the SAG Awards, and I was...
Yeah, and you're in SAG!
I can say I was on the nominating committee this year. I got to watch a shit ton of movies.
But you didn't...
Now that it's over, I don't have to be quiet about it anymore.
You have to do the awards. You got to get rid of the envelope. You know how I would do it? You ever see Family Feud?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just have the names. I just do it like the board. Have the
survey says. Yeah. Oh, last place. Sorry.
But you know what I need? I think what you need, that comes up there, but everybody nominated for the award has like, what's the movie? Clockwork Orange, where everybody's.
Their eyes are propped open. Yeah.
Everybody's eyes must be propped open the whole time when the other person is getting the award, and their face has to be trained so they, even if they're sad, they can't look away, and then we can see their real reaction. That's the best part of the Oscars. See, there's where they fuck up. It's not the acceptance speech. It's the reaction of the people that lose. That's what America always wants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So get more of that.
And they hate having those cameras on those at that moment. I would, too.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I just lost. And now I've got to be magnanimous.
We'll call it the magnanimous cam. I love this. Is a great idea. This is a great idea. And then you got to put GoPros or something, some camera that it's right on the face of everyone nominated. You have to wear a GoPro the whole night so we can watch your reactions.
Wow. Sounds like even better.
I'm trying to watch, you know?
I think there should be a camera on the table in the bathrooms where everybody's doing coke.
Yes. That's what's up. Do you remember the
snort cam?
Yeah, the snort cam. Do you remember that there's 1 year years ago? God, no one gives a shit about this, but Tyra Banks was involved in hosting, I believe it was the Oscars. That was a mess.
Really?
Yes. Tyra Banks, she was like running around backstage. They tried to make it a little different. But I'm telling you, if it's if no one is watching, you have to take the very soul of what you're doing, rip it out, throw it in the street, run over it with a giant truck. No more envelope, please. No one cares. You've tried it. It's done. It's tired. New method of the reveal, okay?
Like a gender reveal party? They have like a plane flyover?
No. I don't want to burn anything or blow anything up. Okay. Those need to be banned, man. Those are fucking everything up. How much forest burned? Because somebody just couldn't say, hey, we're having a girl.
There were wildfires from one of those fucking gender reveal parties. The pink or blue fireworks they used.
You could just say, I'm having a boy or I'm having a girl. Nobody dies.
Right. Let's see. So those are your headlines, everybody. It's all very exciting.
Absolutely.
COVID's still hanging around.
Yay!
Just so you know.
Perfect.
SOS messages and panic as virus breaks India's health system is one of the headlines.
Why don't we send that fucking hospital ship over there. Remember that? The one Hillary told Trump
our
to
hospital
use?
Ship?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's one of the headlines. Let's see. Another God one. Damn. Dying in the streets. Hunt for black market oxygen. This is India. Bodies falling from overloaded ambulances. Holy shit. What a fucking nightmare. It's like a video game.
Modi is one of these authoritarian whack jobs, right? The guy in charge of India?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, what a great reason to not. Well, how far are we away from that? How far away from are we away from that?
We're a ways away from that.
With another Trump.
Oh, well. And a pandemic? Another pandemic?
We might not be able to survive another Trump. Think of it like that. When you vote.
Look at this headline at the Drudge Report.
This is from the Daily. Oh, this is trash rag. Daily Star in I believe in the UK.
Right.
The world's most elite sex club is back with a bang. After months of lockdown, Sanctum, without the A or the U, so S-N-C-T-M, Sanctum, Sanctum.
Right, could you tell me the publication again?
The Daily Star.
Oh, with the pun. Oh, bang, bang, with a double meaning like the beginning, a new beginning, like a big bang, or bang for coitus.
Oh, yeah.
Double meaning.
Look what they did there.
Very interesting.
The, after months of lockdown, Sanctum is returning with a kinky masquerade for its rich and famous members. The event is taking place in a sleek penthouse in Manhattan that is, quote, away from prying eyes.
What it must be like to be rich. You've made it through the pandemic. Welcome back to the orgies, everyone. Welcome.
It's a new venue for Sanctum.
Oh, is it?
Which hopes it will be christened by revelers who can explore their wildest fantasies with orgies, partner swapping, and erotic performances.
The floors of each room are tapered in a way that they lead to a drain.
I hope so.
And they can be hosed down easy.
On Instagram, a spokesperson said, May 15th in New York City, we mark our return with an evening of incomparable decadence. This night will be unforgettable.
Okay.
Members who attend the masquerade will be among the first to visit our new penthouse. Oh, they have a new penthouse. Sanctum has a new fuck penthouse.
Do they? A fuck penthouse? Doesn't matter. I mean, you're at the orgy. You're like, boy, the only thing that would help this orgy is a view.
This is on Drudge.
Stupid.
Don't forget.
Okay.
The sleek triplex is discreetly nestled in one of Manhattan's elite neighborhoods, oh, with a U, away from prying eyes. Within its walls, infinite pleasure is always within reach. Oh,
jeez. Depending. How much for the infinite pleasure penthouse?
At the masquerade, we cater to your deepest desires. Under the cover of masks, members are free to observe, explore, and indulge, aiding our devotees in their quest to christen our new home.
Masks and condoms, or?
Sip from the chalice of sensual pleasure and surrender to an evening of erotic decadence.
I want
to
run that chalice to the sanitizer. Just a few extra times.
Oh my god. The evening of sexual indulgence costs starting at $500 a person.
Bam!
Up to $8,000. On top of Sanctum's hefty membership fee. So you got to pay a giant membership fee to get in Fuck Club. Don't talk about Fuck Club.
Then
$500 to $8,000 to join this masquerade Fuck Club.
This whoever did this business is smart, because I don't know what their space is. I don't know what the overhead at the space is, but I guarantee you they're making money. They just found a price point for crazy that crazy rich people will like. So now they're just dealing with crazy rich people, and it's recession proof.
Events are more exclusive than ever at the moment, too, as the guest list has been cut back during the pandemic. To enter through the doors, you must be vaccinated and COVID screened.
Yes.
A Sanctum spokesman said events have been hotter than ever.
Oh, yeah.
As many have gone for a long period of time without fulfilling their fantasies, Ryan.
I wonder if when they show up and they...
Oh, this looks like Eyes Wide Shut kind of
they
shit.
Redeem their tickets. I wonder if you can capture their email address, because that's good buying power. I mean, you could market all kinds of shit to these people.
The limited capacity is far exceeded by the pent-up demand. This has given us the freedom to curate the crowd at such a high level as was not possible before.
Yes, I'm curating the crowd. Instead of charging $100, I find people that can only pay $500.
Or 8,000.
I don't know what happens at 8,000. You're allowed to kill and fuck this person over here in whatever order you prefer.
They select each individual guest in order to create a dynamic balance for the event.
Oh, yes. God, I mean, I just...
They don't want a sausage party.
Oh, right. I mean, it's catered, right?
60,000 pounds a year, so like 75 grand a year.
That's...
Is the membership fee. Then you pay for each fuck party.
God, this, it's so much.
Well,
I mean, God.
It's very elite.
You know, you could recreate these fuck parties. All you need is this person's organizational flow chart or whatever, and then you put one in
Chicago,
LA.
They have a triplex penthouse in Manhattan that they're renting first.
They don't care where you put this fucking
That's
my problem with this business.
And they have staff that squeegees everything.
Why are you at this pricey spot? Keep your prices the same.
You want all these rich people throwing juices at some warehouse somewhere? Some dirty, filthy warehouse?
Fuck yeah. I don't know what their overhead is, man. They don't want to do that. No, they will go to this thing no matter where it is. The penthouse is neither here nor there, man. Put it in Jersey.
But
cut your prices.
That's the whole deal.
The whole deal is that
it's for the rich and powerful to get together and fuck each other.
You can do
wear masks. You don't even have to know who you're fucking.
You could do this at a Marriott in a banquet room. $250 rental. And then you know what the thing is? If you order some sort of...
Don't go in the bathroom.
No, it's...
Between 6 p.m. and 1 a.m. Nobody enter. It's not a wedding.
I plan events at work all the time. This is your overhead. Their overhead is pissing me off. $250 room rental. Plus, if you have it catered, the venue will axe the room rental because they want to soak you for the event and drinks.
No pun intended.
Literally. But I guarantee you, you can make more money this way. It's a penthouse in Manhattan. They don't care where it is. My point is,
no, they do.
It's a wasted space.
No, they do.
They don't care where they're fucking. They want to fuck.
This is some fucked up, like, kinky shit. It is. It looks, some of the pictures of, I don't know, past events or something. Yeah. It looks real Eyes Wide Shutty.
Yeah.
Like that creepy movie.
I bet that creepy movie spurred this business. I bet you, whoever did this, saw that movie and thought, damn, I could do that and charge $500 a ticket.
What, you think it's been around long?
I think there have been, since there have been caves, some guy could...
That's good point.
Club a couple of poor cave women, throw them in a cave.
Sanctum.
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 No vowels.
Oh, okay.
God, there you go. The world's most elite sex club is reopening to A-listers who can have their orgies, quote, away from prying eyes.
Thing is, I wonder what their average... I mean, the thing is, God, this is crazy. If you dropped your price and dropped your yearly membership, I bet the pool of people that would go there.
You know, I would bet the Sanctum people are probably okay with their business model.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're probably making a ton.
They don't want, you're not going to see like table cards at the Waffle House for Sanctum.
You know. The place I used to do comedy at, every third Saturday of the month, they had a swingers club there, and it was not like Sanctum, like they described.
Ah, I know.
But see, my point is, that place was packed.
I remember being there on a Saturday evening one time when you had a show, and the swingers were rolling in.
Oh, it's true.
I was like, I gotta get out of here.
I bet so many fucking...
Blah.
Like, I can tell you so many horrible stories about that group, but man, okay. One time I just started seeing this girl a couple of years ago, and they had a Halloween party there, and it was on a different night than they usually meet. I thought it was just the Halloween party, and it looked amazing. Like, they had all this shit, like, you know, haunted house shit up before you went in. It was, everybody was in the bar. This is horrible. I'm at the bar. It's some, I look over at some dude's getting like a hand job.
Oh.
I just like, I was like, hey, let's go somewhere.
Yeah.
I left.
Happy Halloween.
Welcome to Sanctum.
Oh, God, a Florida wife swapping club. At a, at a shitty hotel bar.
Yeah, okay.
No offense.
No, hey, I don't know how else you would describe it. No sanctum.
No, no. The so those are your headlines. We talked about that. What else have we got? Oh, this one. We've talked about this shit before.
Yes.
This was yesterday.
Right.
You know, we have another SpaceX successful flight that made it to the up to the space station.
Right.
So they've been talking to Elon Musk.
Right.
And now he basically has said, quote, he admits, yeah, a bunch of people will probably die in the race to get to Mars. That was his quote. Yeah. A bunch of people will probably die.
Thanks for the spoiler alert.
He made the blunt prediction as he laughed at how his planned Mars mission was being seen as some escape hatch for rich people. Quote, you might die. It's going to be uncomfortable and probably won't have good food, he said.
Hey, thanks for being honest, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I agree with you. The food's going to suck and you're going to fucking die.
He said, any ads for the journey should note that it will be, quote, an arduous and dangerous journey where you may not come back alive. Ha 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 ha. Honestly, a bunch of people will probably die in the beginning, he said, while insisting that it will also be a glorious adventure and it will be an amazing experience.
Fuck you.
It's not for everyone, he said.
No, it's by what you said, it's not. In fact, everyone will return.
And then volunteers only.
Thank you. Thank you for not making me do this death journey.
He still predicted in December that his company will have humans on Mars by 2026, 5 years from now.
Okay. Well, some of them will be dead, according to you.
Well, yeah.
Why are you operating like that? What kind of fatalistic bullshit is that, Elon? So now you're...
Well, he's admitting you have to, you know.
No, he's saying that I'm not, people are going to die on this project and I'm not going to take any shit over it. He's pre-apologizing for bad shit that's going to happen. So when you say, hey, what happened to this spaceship? You say, I warned you, people were going to die. Fuck this. He's hedging his bets.
Right.
It's PR what he's doing. Get ready. People are going to die at Mars. So don't be all pissed off. Right. That's the price of progress. That's what he's saying.
Oh, I would so go.
No.
Oh, I would go.
Fuck that.
I don't
no.
I have no skills
right
whatsoever
now?
That would be worth.
Right now?
Unless they put up a tennis club. They put up a tennis club people on Mars.
People,
I can help you out.
Here's the problem with space. People think space is like you're in a space station. You're floating around this fucking thing. You're climbing around. You're weightless. It's fine. Okay. You do that for the next 4 months on the way to Mars. You get to Mars. It's not like when you walk out of this, you know, when you do a long road trip, get out of the car, you stretch, you're like, oh my God, I feel so much better. You get to Mars, you land, hopefully you don't die. If you're lucky enough to make it down there, you're in a spacesuit and you're walking around on a planet that if you get a tear in the suit, your eyeballs evaporate or whatever the fuck happens.
It's not that quick on Mars, but it's not pleasant.
Slowly. I'm just saying, don't get on Mars.
But they'll have... You'll have like buildings, and they're gonna
Who's
send you
building
up.
Shit?
Well, that's what I mean. They're gonna send you with shit to build and to
4 months of muscle atrophy.
Or that
Grab
shit'll
hammer,
be there.
Asshole.
That shit might be there already.
Yeah,
they might
it should
send
be.
They might send robots and shit to build that stuff before you get there.
I don't think either one of us are gonna be around for safe trips to Mars. I think that's too far in the future. And I think by the time people are ready to go to Mars,
well, define safe,
not dying.
Do you think you go to the moon safely? Do you think moon
no.
travel is safe?
No. I don't even know what we're doing up there. What do you do at the moon that's so fucking important?
You can take pictures of the Earth.
I can...
You can hit golf balls really, really, really far.
This Earth? You know what it's like? You're going to go to some like beautiful place, like you go to Rome and you take an amazing picture of the, you know, I don't know, the Vatican or some shit like that.
Sure.
And that's great. But you should stand in it. You know why? Because everybody's got a picture of the Vatican. Everybody's got a picture of the fucking Earth from the moon.
Right.
We've taken so many. I'm just saying, go to Mars in VR, dude. Right?
Well, there needs to be a VR camera there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's do that. That's a better idea, Elon. Can we do it in VR or can I die somewhere? Where do I die? In the, where I'm most likely, if you're going to die in a Mars mission, it will be taking off or landing. So, I'm alive. We made it out of the Earth's atmosphere. According to the one with Julia Swank, you go to Mars. And then you go to the moon.
Hillary Swank.
What did I say?
Julia Swank.
Her sister.
That was a really low rent, cheap version.
But how much for Julia Swank?
Yeah. We can get Julia to be in our Mars movie.
But you know, man, it's like, then you got to blast off from the moon for some fucking reason. Right? Then you got.
No, that was in that silly show or movie.
Silly?
That you.
Everything.
Well, first there's
got to
be a moon base. We don't even have a moon base. Elon's going to say, fuck the moon. He wants to go right to Mars.
For some reason, they land the fucking thing they took to Mars was on the moon because they didn't want it to go through the atmosphere. So they took a different
fiction.
Yeah.
I mean, might make some sense, but we don't have anything on the moon right now at this point. So.
Because it's a shitty fucking place.
And if he says people on Mars in 5 years, if he says people on Mars in 5 years, that ain't going to happen.
And if we're going for an inclusive society, hey, let's extend that to the places we go. I don't care who you are, what kind of being you are. You step foot in Mars without a spaceship on, you are dead. It's anti-human. There's not a more hostile place to humans than than Mars or the moon.
Right.
So, I mean, just because we can get to Mars doesn't mean we have to break our dicks doing so. Find a planet with shit in it that we can, with a breathable atmosphere or something. It's more friendly to human life. Right?
When the presence of the Lord is so strong, my body will begin to, it's like a super fast shaking. We're shake, right? And then we shake. And your whole inside shakes. That's the frequency of God coming into the earth. But Trump's...
God's like a giant vibrator. This is Kat Kerr, who apparently turns into a big dildo when the Lord is within her.
Maybe we should send some of these prophets on the first couple of missions to Mars. See how they do. I don't know.
Lord is so strong. My body will begin to... It's like a super fast shaking. We're shake, right? And then we shake.
The guy, did somebody just go like, whoa.
And you hoe inside.
That's Bunsen Honeydew.
Oh, okay.
What is the guy's name? Steve Schultz from Elijahless.com.
Can I ask what is happening here? Is she trying to get these people to vibrate to the frequency of Sky God?
This is Kat Kerr. Her hair is pink and blue. And
she's supposed to.
And she claims that she hangs out in heaven all the time with angels and shit. She's out of her fucking mind.
I'm trying to understand. Can you tell me, is this the frequency of God?
Yeah, right. We're like...
We shake, right? And then we shake. And your whole inside shakes. That's the frequency of God coming into the earth. But Trump's vibration... is increasing, and you're the first one who I ever said that to, by the way, that what he's given now is a shaking coming from Trump himself. Since the enemy's trying to shake us into fear, the words when Trump speaks them has that vibration, that frequency of the spirit of God in him, because God is shaking himself. He's shaking the earth itself. He's starting to shake. Hell itself is shaking right now. They're terrified because, you know, Satan's usually the one who does the shaking thing. But God had done it a long time ago.
That's a good
so
point.
He is shaking hell. The spirits of darkness are beginning to shake. I see them all the time, like shaking, trying to run away. And so I can tell you, we're getting closer and closer to that time when God himself is going to do something. Of course, it's going to involve Trump in it. But even the frequency in his voice now has a vibration in it.
Oh, yeah. Whenever Trump talks, I sit on the television and crank it.
You know, I'm listening to this. What do we want these people to do? To not storm the Capitol when Trump says to? I'm sorry. That is not a thing. They're going to do whatever that fucking idiot tells them to do. If this is their mentality.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
involve Trump in it, but even the frequency in his voice now has a vibration in it.
Really?
Some people begin to feel that when they hear him speak, because you know why? He is our president.
Oh, when the my president, God.
That guy.
Really? Bunsen Honeydew.
Does Bunsen Honeydew say really? Like, really? Like, oh my God.
No, he's like, really?
It's not skepticism.
Sadomasochistic abuse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to shock you. You see this?
Masturbation.
Right.
Sadomasochistic abuse.
I'm thinking if there's anyone from the pharmaceutical industry listening, make a pill that helps these guys. Right?
I mean.
Maybe they do. They're just not
well,
taking
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I guess.
So if God, the closer we get to God's reclaiming of the planet, the more overall this is going to be like. So if we're all walking around like this, like, is that Jesus is coming? Is that it?
Well, that means Trump is talking, I guess, and Jesus also vibrating at the same frequency.
Of course, because these idiots view those two people similarly, I think.
Sure.
Why doesn't Mike Pence vibrate? He's definitely full of Jesus, correct?
He's full of something.
Shelby, see if the dog is shaking right now.
I think no, she's staring out the window.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Imagine you have somebody. That's why it's good to have people call in, because if you have this person in studio that's telling you about Sky God and how he shakes through other people and shit, I mean, they're in your space and who knows what they're capable of.
Right.
They're capable of weird shit.
Father, we decree and declare a united prayer tonight that you shake the Congress, that you shake the Senate in the name of Jesus.
There's a lot of shaking going on. Yeah, this is a different guy.
In what manner, freak?
United prayer tonight that you shake.
Like baby shaking is what he wants to happen to the Democrats.
Oh.
The Congress, that you shake the Senate in the name of Jesus. We declare H.R. 1, H.R. 5, court packing, trying to get rid of the filibuster shall not come about. Father, as all the scheming and plotting against the Lord and his anointed one, no. You sit in the heavens. And
his anointed one.
Oh, he's anointed.
Trump.
Trump's anointed.
All the scheming against the Lord's anointed one.
Then I have a serious question. When was he anointed? When was Schittler anointed, dickhead? When? When does this guy say?
I think it was on a Thursday.
I was anointed on a Thursday by Friday. If he's anointed, how the fuck did he get corona?
I don't know. Maybe that's how he got.
Scroll Guard is disposable and washable, so you can stay clean every time. And shipping is discreet so that your privacy is protected.
I washed my Scroll Guard. You can't put it in the dryer, so I hung it outside. Now these like gnats and mosquitoes are stuck to it, right?
Gross.
It's reusable. I mean, you're gonna reuse it.
I'm sure it looks and smells great after a few uses.
After you wash it and hang it up outside.
But yeah, latex bounces right back. It's great.
It's reusable. They're saying it's re. That doesn't mean it's reusable if you can handle it.
Join us every weekday. We do this 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
That's right, Pat.
Elsewhere in L News,
I've
got fucking Rick Santorum is out there still.
Oh my God. That's a name I haven't heard in quite some time.
Well, here you go. Here's some white nationalism
He's
for you.
He's still alive or?
Well, yeah.
Mm. If you think about this country, I don't know of any other country in the world that was settled predominantly by people who were coming to practice their faith. They came here because they were not allowed to practice their particular faith in their own country. And
because they were ninnies trying to force their faith on everyone in England. So England was like, get the fuck out, Calvinist loons.
You know, man, I think the way I understand.
See ya.
Right. Now, you read the Bible and have studied some other religions.
Okay.
And I've read some shit here and there. And to me, the problem with religion is that it's really violent. It's violent against people that don't believe in your typical. Your type of magic.
It can be. I mean,
sure. Often is. I would say if so, I would describe it. Religion can be peaceful, but it's not. You know.
Okay.
I think that's the one problem to solve. You know.
So they came here mostly from Europe, and they set up a country.
Okay.
That was based on Judeo-Christian principles. I say Judeo-Christian, the Mosaic laws, Ten Commandments.
No, no. Rick, how many of our commandments are laws?
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Right. Yes. Yes. And you're
don't kill. Don't steal. Occasionally. Don't lie.
And also
is
asshole.
Illegal. And that's it.
I don't even. You know,
that's
argument,
two and a half out
yes.
of ten of your Ten Commandments that our law is based on. It's not. That makes me crazy when these Christians say that. And then plus, look up the fucking Code of Hammurabi, you assholes. The Christians don't have a monopoly on don't kill, on don't steal.
Oh, really? Somebody down there, was that commandment
laws,
stole by other sky gods
on laws,
from Christians?
No, Hammurabi was a dude.
Who invented?
Who was a king who was like, you know what, guys? We would prefer that you don't kill each other.
That's who started that shit?
Well, no, probably before that. But one of the earliest codifications that we have, that we know of, where it was a law, they had laws in a society,
you know, we should
was the Hammurabi Code.
I think celebrating the guy that said no more murder would be a good idea. That's a great idea.
Well, there's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a no-brainer if you're living in a society that you don't want them to kill each other.
Well, somebody thought
of it. If you want your tribe to survive.
We've had 18 murders here. It's like, we got to quit killing each other, okay?
So, God, yeah, it's just such bullshit when these Christians claim that they're the only, they invented morality. That's what they're saying. We invented the society and morals. Bull fucking shit.
What do you think? Is it because they're arrogant?
Keep going.
They're ignorant?
All of the above. Keep going.
I think white supremacy may have something to do with it, because this fuck
sure.
One. Didn't mention EU, the Europe out of a void, right? Rick Santorum wants everybody to understand. Our country's founded on.
The only reason the blacks came here is because we brought them here.
Well, that's the other point. He's going way back and saying, hey, our country is based on this. Our country was built on slavery and hate and oppression and
no.
all that other shit.
Ryan, we brought Jesus to those savages.
I don't think that, I don't know. What our country is based on is pretty fucking shitty.
Ten Commandments and the teachings of Jesus Christ. The morals and teachings of Jesus Christ. That's.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice if some of you cock knockers would actually follow the teachings of that dude in your book?
Oh, fuck off.
But point me to one Republican these days that is acting anything Jesus-like.
I think the problem is the whites. When white supremacy meets Christianity, I think the whites...
They fuck.
I think they fuck bigly. And I think they fuck bigly. And I think the bottom is Christianity and the top is white supremacy.
Maybe. They may flip.
Shelby, what do you...
Christ. the morals and teachings of Jesus Christ. That's what our founding documents are based on.
No, no, no.
And let's say they were. Let's just say they were, dickhead. Then we would change that shit because it's stupid and was invented years and years ago when people were putting their leeches on their nipples when they got the flu. And we didn't have penicillin.
It was the age of enlightenment. The founding fathers were intentionally leaving religion out of the government to keep its little ninny claws out of government.
And our founding fathers had slaves and would beat and rape and torture them. So whatever we think our country is based on.
It's just like the Bible told them to, though.
It's okay to revisit it and not be like it was in 17 fucking 76, right?
Morals and teachings of Jesus Christ. That's what our founding documents are based upon. It's in our DNA. You know, if you think of other countries like Italy and Greece and China and Turkey and places like that, they've all sort of changed over time. I mean, they've been there for millennia.
Keep going. In many cases. Yeah.
And their culture has sort of evolved over time. But not us.
Oh my God.
You just said that the Turks and the Chinese and India have been here for thousands of years and we've been here for a couple hundred.
Yes, a couple hundred.
And how have we not evolved? The old guys with the powdered wigs that you are currently fapping to had slaves.
Yes.
Things have changed. Not enough, but a little bit. We have evolved. Guess what? Guess what, Rick? Women couldn't vote, you twunt.
And hey, Rick, shouldn't you take it as a W that we still have the Electoral College, that we have these the filibuster that comes from white supremacy and slavery and shit? So we still have some of the shitty shit you love in the government, right?
Yeah.
We still have that, fuckhead.
Over time. But not us. We came here and created...
And... I can't. How can he say we haven't changed and we haven't evolved here? Women couldn't vote. Blacks couldn't vote. People who didn't have property, they didn't want to vote. How has this country not evolved?
In a blank slate. We birthed a nation from nothing. I mean, there's nothing here. I mean, yes, we have Native Americans, but candidly, that there isn't much Native American culture in American culture.
Because you genocided them, you
exactly.
Fuck. This is the musings of a wacko.
The white Bwana were not exactly open to integrating with Native American society.
He said something at the beginning of that was equally crazy, but that just blew my mind that he fucking said. There's no Native American culture.
That's the headline. There isn't much Native American culture in American culture.
Well, shit, dude. The Trail of Tears will do. Will get you. You know, that happens. So candidly, that might be why.
Candidly, Ryan, he said. Candidly. But candidly, there isn't much Native American culture in American culture.
It's weird when
and we're really working on getting the blacks out, get black culture out of there.
Yeah. The thing is with America, and maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like white people have had their hands around the neck of black people since this country started, and slowly say, hey, you can have a little bit, you can have this, you can have this freedom, but we're still gonna have the cops shoot you to death. And my God, if you suggest changing that, we're gonna mace you.
We have Native Americans, but candidly, that there isn't much Native American culture in American culture.
God.
It was born of the people who came here pursuing religious liberty to
find a land that they could impose their religion upon.
Right. I might even disagree with him a little bit. I might push back there. I don't think they were coming for religious freedom. I think they were coming here because they wanted to be Puritans or what the fuck ever. And put people in stocks for jacking off.
That's religious freedom.
Or burn women.
That's their idea of religious freedom.
Oh, this woman has a rash on her arm. She could be a witch. Let's burn her. Freedom all around.
To
she turned me into a newt.
We got better.
This is an amazing thing. He said, "There's no Native American culture here because we took their shit."
This is like a case study in clueless white fuck privilege. I mean, it's just right. He's so clueless. And this is the terrifying stuff that they want to do to education. They don't want they think it's that when we teach that we did really nasty things to American Indians, that's bad. How dare you teach that?
You know how public school teaches shit like this? Like, they'll teach a unit on, like, American Indians or whatever, and every kid will get, like, a headdress to put on, dance around. You put, quote-unquote, war paint on your fucking face, and then, you know, if it's Thanksgiving, you could be a pilgrim, you could be a fucking Indian. That's fucked up. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just...
Pursuing religious liberty... to practice their faith, to live as they ought to live, and have the freedom to do so. Religious liberty. Those are the two bulwarks of America, faith and freedom.
Yep.
I mean, you hear it all the time about faith and freedom, faith and freedom.
Nope.
But it is what makes America unique in the world.
Nope.
Faith and, no, I disagree. It's faith and freedom for white, straight males that are fucking rich.
Right.
And that's all he cares about. That's all he sees. Fuck. It's killing me. Hey, I mean, you know, listen, you're right. There is no American Indian culture, a Native American culture. Because I know in when I went to school, you'll do a chapter on the Indians. And you'll make like a, you'll have like an art project where you make a teepee or some bullshit like that, you know, or you'll study slavery and that's like, you know, three paragraphs.
Yeah. And they're not 100% convinced it was bad.
Right. You have to be very careful.
Don't forget the war of Northern aggression.
How careful must people, you got to be when you're teaching slavery and not for the right reasons. Because you don't want to be too negative about it.
Got to teach the other side.
We live in a weird fucking place.
So Rick fucking Santorum being, again, poster child.
Jeez, for what?
For white cluelessness. Yeah.
Starfish.
Out of touch. Sanctimonious.
Yeah.
And a terrifying theocrat. This guy wants to ban porn. Remember, this is Rick Santorum. He thinks pornography should be illegal.
I don't know, Rick. Let's go back to let's keep going back. Let's do your thing. Let's go back. Let's go back and let's give the Native Americans back their shit. These guys want to go back in history all the time, right?
Well, yeah.
That's the way it used to be before we came here. And we were like, here's some capitalism and shit. You guys seem reasonably happy. We're going to fuck that up for the next 500 million years. We could all be like hanging out with this Native American culture.
Yeah.
Very social. Nobody owns the land. You're just chilling. You're smoking, you know, whatever is out here, you know. I don't know, weed, whatever. You're hanging out, playing bongos. But no, we have to have a society with all this technology and this progress. And it's great. And Elon Musk joyfully announces, we will make it to Mars. Many people will die doing so, but we're going to get to this fucking planet. There's no water. There's no oxygen. You can't grow shit. I don't know what you're supposed to do there, but we're going to die doing it. Or we could just go chill out.
Stare at a river. Yeah. We have, the right wing lunatics are going after John Kerry.
John Kerry is in charge of climate change.
Climate. Yeah. He's doing something with climate. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I know you Republicans don't like that.
Like the headline here at Fox Quote News, New York Times buried bombshell that John Kerry told Iran about Israeli covert operation.
What paper is this again?
Fox.
Oh, okay.
New York Post. John Kerry's loose lips. Also, another Murdoch joint.
Let's see what the HuffPo says about it. I bet it's different.
Well, no, it is all bullshit. this is Media Matters. The Murdoch press is attempting to twist recent statements by Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, to suggest that former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, now the White House special climate envoy, had communicated secrets to Iran regarding attacks by Israel against Iranian targets in the Syrian civil war.
Oh, shit.
However,
yes,
it doesn't make any sense because those Israeli attacks against Iranian targets in Syria have been publicly known and reported in the news media for years.
So they're like taking something that has always happened and making it turn into something that just started happening.
News sources, New York Times, Reuters, Al Jazeera, etc., had reported on Israeli strikes against Iranian targets in 2013. Such reports continued in 2018. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu even publicly acknowledged the strikes and does so to this very day.
So this is evidence that it is indeed John Kerry's fault because...
Right.
Oh, it's not his fault because this is 2013.
Now, the New York Times and Iran International, a Persian language TV channel based in the UK, reported on a leaked audio of an unpublished interview Zarif conducted in March with an Iranian journalist in which he discussed the frustrations with the country's military steering foreign policy.
Yes.
During the conversation, Zarif said that the military commanders kept him in the dark on a number of crucial events.
Oh.
Quote, it was former U.S. Foreign Secretary John Kerry who told me Israel had launched more than 200 attacks on Iranian forces in Syria, he said, instead of learning this from his own government. A claim that Iran International characterizes as not very credible. They don't believe Zarif. And even if it did, everybody knows it.
And it's been happening.
Right.
So it's...
But where
did the story come from then?
Fox News ran a headline saying Kerry told Zarif about Israeli covert operations. Fox's homepage carried feature headlines accusing Kerry of ratting out our allies. And who's the real colluder?
Why did they decide to do that? Just because it's a way to spin it?
They know their dummies will lap it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a Trump cum-tini.
Do you think...
Shaking nut stirred.
I can do whatever I want. I can grab him by the pussy. Give my Trump cum-tini. I imagine that's available at Mar-a-Lago.
Sure. Stephen Miller. It's an expert. Bleh.
Stephen, can you stir this?
And the real colluder label is serving multiple purposes. It subtly furthers Fox's year-long agenda of trying to deny the role that Russia played in getting Trump elected.
But they're news, right?
Because they're saying now Kerry's the real colluder. The real colluder. Not Trump. The article also claimed, quote, Kerry has previously been accused of colluding with... Previously been accused, you notice.
Yes, accused.
Previously been accused, probably by Rush Limbaugh, of colluding with Iranian leaders to undermine the Trump administration.
Damn!
Referring to Kerry's efforts in 2018 to salvage the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program that Trump had gotten us out of.
Two thoughts. Trump doesn't need anybody to undermine anything he's doing because he does that on his own, right? And I forgot the fucking second one, but it had to do with Iran. I don't know. But nobody has to undermine the Trump administration for their Iran policy. These people are saying John Kerry made Trump's Iran policy fail?
So,
that's stupid.
Dick Drizzle, Ari Fleischer, Bush's press secretary.
Oh, God.
Tweeted, if this is true, now listen to this.
If this is
this is a win-win situation for them, for lunatics. If this is true, John Kerry must immediately resign. Who would do this to an American ally?
But accused.
If it's not true,
Iran is lying to stir the pot. So now they're saying, look at Iran. Why would the U.S. do a deal with Iran when we know they're liars?
Oh, my God.
Why are we trying to revive these nuclear talks with these liars if they're framing poor John Kerry? But it's probably true. But even if it's not, they're liars. And we can't do this.
Okay. It's accused, though. Accused. John Kerry's been accused of something, right?
Many times.
Uma
yeah.
Abedin was accused of wearing someone's face on her face while she got.
Were you there? Were you there? How do you know she didn't do it? How do you know?
I don't know.
How do you know she didn't do it?
You're right. I have no idea.
I know somebody that said they know somebody that's. They heard somebody that posted on 4chan that they saw it. They saw the tape.
Hillary Clinton is like, hey, Uma, I'm going to put that face over my face like you were doing the other night. Where did you put it?
Ooh, I want to wear the left butt cheek.
Oh, it's a whole. Suit,
sure,
it's not-
yeah, you can wear those little kids like clip wow. on armor. The New York Post,
yay,
claimed Kerry told Zarif about over 200 covert Israeli attacks on Iranian interests in Syria during former President Trump's administration.
Oh, yes, my God.
That we all knew about.
Oh, my God. Trump tried to get the president of Ukraine to announce a fake scandal against Biden. Can you believe that? Can you believe it? Wait, that one happened, though, right? Did that happen? That one happened.
What?
Trump, the phone call to the Ukraine.
Oh, sure.
But that's real.
Hannity's website posted a headline, Kerry ties to Tehran.
Squirt, 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 squirt.
And we wonder.
Yes?
Why there's so much misinformation.
Because it doesn't.
And so many dumb people. And uninformed morons in this country.
And shame on Fox and all these Murdoch rags. Because you're fucking, yeah. Even if you have the real information in there.
Criminal.
It's for clicks too, right? Even if you don't have, it's enough so you'll click on it and say, ooh, what did Kerry do?
Yeah.
It's a bullshit headline.
Yeah, Murdoch, I've said, will go down in history as one of the great villains of our age.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how he can. He's poisoned minds on three continents.
He has people on his network back in the day telling, hey, don't wear masks and this COVID shit's bullshit.
Yeah. Even the former conservative prime minister or president, whatever the fuck they have, down in Australia, prime minister, I think. Turnbull, I think, maybe the one. A right-wing dickbag
right.
is like very critical of Murdoch and what they've done down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And thinks that there should be some looking into of this misinformation.
You know, there's all these old, decrepit white dudes that I feel like Murdoch. No offense, Rupert, if you're listening. Is he alive?
Yeah.
How old is he?
90?
Come on, man. Jesus, What's up, man? I mean, maybe. You know, these guys they have one foot in the fucking grave. They obviously are ideologues, and like Rupert Murdoch wants it to be like this. What would be the ulterior motive? I mean, he's making money,
greed,
right?
Greed,
but he's almost dead.
And white nationalism. He's a racist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a sexist.
So that's the legacy he wants to leave?
I don't think he gives a fuck. See, I don't think they give a fuck about legacy.
See, I think if you're a person that is, I don't know. I mean, Joe Biden gives a fuck about his legacy, right? That's why he wants to do this massive infrastructure thing.
Well, yeah. Because
people want to remember him. Joe Biden built the bridge.
I mean, I think he cares about making shit better as opposed to just personally enriching himself.
Well, yeah, yeah,
and his and his cronies.
Right, right, right. He's different than Murdoch.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't. I'm trying to be fair and balanced, to steal a phrase from Fox. What can I say positively about Murdoch? Is there anything we have good?
He's 90.
He will be dead soon.
He's 90. That's the only good thing you can say about him.
Mm-hmm.
But then Lachlan is a turd not far from the anus.
Is that a first name you're saying?
Lachlan Murdoch.
Oh, God.
Is the son that is in charge. He's the right-wing dickbaggier son. The other son, James, is in charge of Fox, like Fox Entertainment, like the movies and TV shows.
Is he a, what's he like?
He's a liberal.
Why don't they switch?
He donates to Democratic causes and stuff like that. And I don't know if he's liberal, but he donates to Democrats and is very critical of Fox News.
Then what?
James.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope James, I hope you keep your brother in check.
He can. He's got no say over it.
He yell at him at Thanksgiving, you know.
Rupert gave the news to the to Lachlan and gave the Fox Entertainment to James. Because they're both eminently qualified,
are
Ryan.
They really?
We don't have royalty at all in our society.
I scrabbled out of a very powerful and rich vagina. I'm in charge of Fox Movies.
You're Australian, correct?
Australia and in Britain. He's ruined Britain, too.
Oh, thank you. Hey, before you die, fucker, do you want to ruin any other place? You can't take this shit with you. Like, you're going to leave behind this legacy of white supremacy, and, like, does it matters to him that that's lives on or something? Or?
I don't know.
What an asshole.
Lachlan has been steadfastly defending Tucker Carlson every turn.
Yeah. Oh, how nice.
So.
Cool.
These are the Murdochs, everybody.
Yay.
Profound Yay. Evil.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And just dickholery.
Right.
Just assholes.
What is their life like? Where do they live? Do they have a giant house where all these people live? A big castle or something? And what do they do for fun? Shoot the servants?
Rupert's married to Jerry Hall, right?
I just had the butler thrown off a tower.
Mick Jagger's ex-wife is married to Rupert Murdoch.
God damn. Find better friends or people to hang out with, Mick Jagger's daughter.
There is, I don't know, good news?
Yes.
Question?
Ooh.
This is Vice News.
Right. Very serious.
Which is loading. It's a gun story.
Okay.
Apparently.
Yes.
A lot of the gun humpers, the ammo sexuals, are starting to kind of freak out a little bit. Because there's an ammo shortage.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. An ammo shortage. Well, but that's a good thing, though, because, you know, we don't have a shortage of it here in this country. People getting shot with fucking guns, with bullets.
If you don't own guns or particularly care about them, you probably had no idea the United States is currently in the throes of the great ammunition shortage of 2021.
Oh, no. You know what that might lead to? And I don't mean to upset anyone any further. Less dead people shot to death. Oh, how horrible.
But in the gun world, it's all anyone's talking about. There is an entire subreddit over at Reddit dedicated to flagging locations that have recently restocked their ammo supplies.
Oh, my fucking God, guys.
Gun owners have flocked to remote sporting goods stores in pursuit of ammo, only to find dozens of other hopeful customers lining up outside.
My fucking God. People are making money off this fucking fetish, man. Come on.
I don't have enough ammo.
The hashtag ammo shortage on TikTok is full of people gazing solemnly at barren ammunition sections or bragging about their impressive stockpile of ammo.
Oh, shit. This is the future. Welcome to the zombie apocalypse. I have all this ammo. It's a libertarian wet dream. I'm going to create a fiefdom.
A perfect storm led to the national ammo drought, which is forecast to drag out for at least another year. Americans began buying guns at a record pace in 2020 after COVID hit.
Great, though.
Between March and September of 2020, gun sales jumped 91%
over the previous year, same period.
But why? We're all staying at home and we're not going anywhere. What do you think's going to happen? What? Oh, good. Now everyone's at home and there are more guns just lying around your house.
And those approximately 15.1 million new guns needed ammo.
Hell yes. Shit yes. What do you mean by needed? People were coming for them and they needed to defend themselves.
But international shipments of materials used in ammo were delayed amid restrictions. Ammo and firearm manufacturers were required to temporarily halt operations in certain states where they weren't deemed essential business. What do you mean it ain't essential? What about all the hordes of blacks that are going to come attack us during the COVID? I need my ammo.
Pow, pow, pow. Yeah. They don't have any pow pows or pew pews. What are they going to do? You know, in movies, when people are having some sort of battle that involves gun play, when they run out of bullets, they typically just throw the gun at the person they're shooting at, right? Is that what's happening now?
Probably not.
Okay.
These are pricey guns.
Well, but if they don't have bullets.
Meanwhile, demand kept climbing. National unrest after the murder of George Floyd created another run on guns and ammo. Isn't that great?
Because we're afraid of the cops. That's got to be it.
When Joe Biden won the presidential election and vowed to pursue gun control, guess what happened? Everybody ran out to get their guns before Biden takes them away from all of us.
Ding, ding, ding. I bet, you know, holsters are accessories are a big business. But no, it's bullets, actually. Wow. You need a gun that doesn't use bullets. That's how you make money right now. You need a gun that doesn't require bullets, which would be a laser gun or something like that.
And because ammunition is now scarce, it's also more expensive. Before the shortage, a box of 9 millimeter rounds might have gone for about $10. Now you're looking at upwards of $35 for a box of 50 9 millimeter rounds.
This is what is happening to you, gun owners. You are getting fucked by it. They're withholding. They're withholding, man.
People are profiteering off the shortage by jacking the prices way up. I have an associate, this one guy says, who just purchased 1,000 rounds of 9 millimeter. And it cost him $700. Oh, my God.
For what?
For 1,000 rounds of 9 millimeter.
I mean, for shooting.
For shooting black people. What is this?
I guess I'm just too tough to.
Oh, that's people fake crying. And it doesn't look like they're backlogged.
So that
manufacturers won't be making regular deliveries for around a year, it says.
So do you think this is what they experienced bad business during the pandemic, and now they're saying, let's withhold and make all these people crazy and jack the prices up?
Some of them, sure.
And then I wonder if it's collusion. I wonder if they talk to each other.
Probably.
Yeah.
That would be illegal, but.
Right. Well.
These are gun people, gun manufacturers and ammo manufacturers.
Yeah, because it's a great way to make money for them. Say, you know how we can make money? Do less. We will do less and produce less shit and charge more for the shit we have.
FBI data showed that background checks soared the week of March 15th through the 21st after the deadly shooting rampage at massage parlors in Atlanta.
Jeez.
Making it the highest week on record since 1998.
It's what a shitty business. I imagine, you know, cigarette marketing, gun industry marketing people, similar, same, right?
I mean, I guess, yeah. This one guy talks about how he had trouble. First, he was buying online, but the online stores with reasonable prices sold out fast.
Right.
So he switched to physical stores, went into a large sporting goods store in July and saw the shooting section completely bare of anything other than hunting guns. No Glocks, no AR-15s, no Mossberg shotguns or pistol caliber carbines, nothing.
I'm sorry about the Mossbergs, but listen to me. The next time I get shit because I want to buy an extra package of fucking toilet paper because a barge is stuck in the motherfucking Suez Canal, I don't want to get any grief because you fucking guys are hoarding bullets. Ha 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 ha. Toilet paper hoarder. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think I killed anybody with the toilet paper.
The shelves where the ammo should be were also totally bare. I said to my buddy at the time that it genuinely felt like it the first 10 minutes of a disaster movie. Oh my God, all the ammo's gone.
You know what? You know who else freaks out and they're scared and they probably terrified like you are when you see, oh, there's no ammo available? Imagine if you're in a school. You're in a place where you go to learn, you go learn a bunch of shit, and that's the perception. I go to school, I learn, I come home. That's it. I don't think I'm going to get shot. And you're probably freaked out and shocked when it happens, and then you're terrified. But I want to hear more about how you're scared that there's no bullets left. You fuck. This is insane. Fuck these people.
Well,
fuck you. Go fuck yourself and your bullets.
It's a sad other group.
Yes.
The ammunition shortage has also posed a bit of an obstacle for militia organizing.
Well, I would think, based on recent news, we would need more obstacles for people organizing militias, don't you think?
Vice News spoke with a Reddit user, 21 years old, about his efforts to form a militia in his home state of Minnesota. He says, even if some of his friends were open to the idea of forming a militia, the cost of doing so is prohibitive. Quote, they're like, okay, does that sound like kind of bad? That does sound kind of badass, but it's a lot of money.
Thank God.
There's a huge ammo shortage, so ammo is really, really expensive. I mean, we're talking a dollar a round. If you want to buy 1,000 rounds, you're looking at $1,000, which is a ton of money for people that are younger like myself.
Hey, fuckhead! If you were going to shoot me with a gun, you're telling me I'm not worth a dollar for one of your fucking bullets?
Well,
go fuck
they're
yourself.
They're practicing and stuff.
Oh, they're practicing, okay. Well, you need practice bullets, don't you, stupid?
It sounds like that Chris Rock joke is coming true.
Right.
Yes. Chris Rock said, just make ammo, make $100 a bullet. And that'll
less dead people.
Yeah. So poor militia.
What that really means, though, is now we understand the price of life.
A dollar a bullet.
Yeah.
Well, for this guy.
Yeah. But if you want to prevent gun violence, then you have to make the bullets expensive, like Chris Rock says.
Sure.
But that's sort of like a way to calculate how, I mean, what a weird valuation to put on someone's life. If the bullets were a little less expensive, I might shoot you or have the option to, but these are too expensive now. Congratulations.
I don't know what is going on here.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Oh, God. How many times has someone said that? I don't know what's going on in this state, but...
And what could possibly go wrong here? Environmentalists in Florida residents are voicing concern and outrage.
Uh-oh.
As state government officials and the biotechnology giant Oxitec...
We're fucked.
...announced plans to move ahead this week with a pilot project that involves releasing up to 1 billion genetically engineered mosquitoes in Monroe County over a 2-year period.
I have heard of this project, and I read about this a while back. They're creating mosquitoes that kill other mosquitoes, but then these killer mosquitoes don't fucking reproduce. They just fucking die, I think.
Florida Keys Environmental Coalition said EPA has set the lowest possible bar for approving genetically engineered insects and has opened Pandora's box for future experiments that will slide through with little investigation.
Well, hey, why don't we look into it then? We could change it, right?
Presented by local authorities as an effort to control the population of Aedes aegypti, a mosquito species that can carry both dengue fever and yellow fever.
Oh.
Critics warn the effort's supposed benefits and its potential negative consequences have not been sufficiently studied.
Because I think, what if these other mosquitoes don't die? Now we have worse mosquitoes.
Scientists have raised concerns that GE, genetically engineered mosquitoes, could create wild hybrid mosquitoes, which could worsen the spread of mosquito-borne diseases and could be more resistant to insecticides than the original wild ones.
Then this is a bad idea.
The Friends of the Earth called for the EPA, quote, to halt this live experiment immediately. This is a dark moment in history. The release of genetically engineered mosquitoes puts Floridians, the environment, and endangered species at risk in the middle of a pandemic. This release is about maximizing Oxitec's profits, not about the pressing need to address mosquito-borne diseases.
And the other thing about this is, this reads like anything I try to watch at like 1 a.m. on Netflix. You know, in a world where the mosquitoes are really bad, Oxitec invents a super mosquito, but it gets out of hand.
Oxitec's genetically altered non-biting male mosquitoes will mate with the local biting female population, producing female offspring that die in the larval stage before they can spread disease.
Right.
A quote, death mechanism designed into mosquitoes is meant to ensure no viable female offspring will result from the mating.
But this could get rid of mosquitoes.
According to Oxitec. The male offspring will pass on the self-limiting gene to half of their offspring.
But, you know, if this is a way to get rid of mosquitoes fucking suck, man. So maybe we have to do something bold like this to have progress.
Well, and aren't mosquitoes part of the food chain? You know, there are a lot of critters that eat mosquitoes.
Like
frogs and lizards and snakes and birds and sloths and orangutans.
Can't we? Wait. What if they replace the mosquitoes with shit that doesn't bite, like they say, but let them reproduce? Mouthless mosquitoes. So, yeah. I don't know. I haven't checked in with frogs. Like, do you want to eat this mosquito now that it doesn't have a mouth? Are you still okay with that? If that's the case.
Florida Keys Environmental Coalition says everyone should be writing to the White House to stop this release until there are regulations and standards that will truly protect us. How do we know this? If it hasn't been studied enough, how do we know it can't go tits up and kill off all the mosquitoes? And then we are fucked because they're such an important part of the food chain.
Where is the urgency? Why is there urgency here? That's my question.
Is there a lot of dengue fever and yellow fever in Central Florida? Do we have an issue with that?
There could be less. I don't know. I don't even know what that is, but I'm sure we need less of anything called a fever. I don't know.
But, you know, Oxitec has to make some shekels.
I mean, is this a bad gamble, though? I mean, you got to think about it. No more mosquitoes. Mosquitoes fucking suck, dude.
But there's not no more mosquitoes. It's a certain type of mosquito.
The one that bites.
No, there's other types that bite. They all bite.
Right.
This is a specific type.
Right. Well, yeah, I agree. There's a lot of risk here, but the reward is huge. You could be the guy.
Right.
You know? That's a good credit. The guy that eradicated mosquitoes, just like got rid of them or whatever. That's a book. You could write a book.
No, I'm sure there's nothing going on here.
Ooh.
In this story. It's another Florida story.
Fuck you.
This is the Miami Herald.
I ain't got that dengue fever.
Reporting.
Right.
That and this is what's wrong with our system,
right?
A business developer who operates a pier in Key West, Florida.
Now, for those that aren't familiar with water or nautical things, a pier is a structure that stretches out from the shore where you can swim off the end of it, dock a boat, or just
water, big right? water, ocean water.
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the people
water,
in the
Midwest. Big water, ocean water.
There might be people in the Midwest that don't know. I've never been.
What a pier is.
I don't know what this is.
So this pier in Key West gets most of the city's cruise ship traffic. It's a big, giant pier.
Blah.
But there has recently, in Key West, there was a voter-approved referendum.
Yes.
To limit cruise traffic. Let's amp this down a little bit.
Yes.
But now, as keeps happening here in Florida, because Republicans don't like democracy.
No.
And don't like representative democracy.
Oh, they write laws that hurt
it. We keep passing these ballot initiatives here.
To get rid of Cruz.
To do all kinds of stuff. And then the Republican fascists who were elected by the people that just passed a referendum.
Right.
They say, no, 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 no. We know better than you, dumb people. We're not going to allow you to have medical marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
You silly people. We're not going to allow felons to vote. What are you, crazy?
I just voted on it.
Most of them are black. No, we don't want them out voting.
I just said I wanted that. The majority of us said we wanted that.
Well, we don't care.
Oh,
we're Republicans. We're in charge. You put us in charge.
Well, what if we come get you? We won't. So now the Republicans are like, no, 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 Keys, you got to take these nasty fucking E. coli covered cruise ships. Go fuck yourself.
So the Florida House is going to have a vote tomorrow on a bill that would overturn the voter referendum.
Then you're fucked. Then look forward to more motherfucking cruise ships at the Keys if you keep voting for fucking Republicans.
And it's just a coincidence that this business developer that owns this pier has just donated $995,000 to Friends of Ron DeSantis, a political action committee operated by the governor.
And I don't know, and DeSantis might have connections to the cruise industry. I know that Trump has some fucking buddy in a carnival, right? So we got it. You know, the thing is with the cruise industry, and I know there are people that listen to this show that probably take cruises. Maybe you work in that industry. And this is not an attack on you. This is an attack on these giant buildings we put out in the water. We allow them to get way out in the middle of the ocean, and they dump their shit right in the fucking ocean. They're bad for the environment, cruises, right? Cruise ships?
Yes.
I mean, you know, at some point we have to say, I don't know if this is the right thing we're doing.
So companies owned by Mark Walsh, a Delray, Florida, or Delray Beach, Florida-based businessman.
Okay.
He gave the $995,000.
Oh, how nice. Jeez.
He leases the state-owned terminal on Key West Harbor. Blah, 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 which his family owns along with dozens of other hotels all over the place. His company helped finance the opposition to the three referendums approved by Key West voters by wide margins in November. So now these rich assholes are paying the Florida legislature and Ron DeSantis, basically, to overturn what the locals have voted.
So, I mean, what you just described is kind of a hopeless situation. If these people, every time, if you live in Key West, why do you guys not want these cruise ships? If anybody's listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, Stitcher,
well,
Spotify,
they want them, but it's limiting.
App, right. It's limiting. They're just saying,
One would ban cruise ships with more than 1,300 passengers from docking at the city port and would limit the total number of cruise visitors who can disembark each day to 1,500. Another gives priority to cruise ships that have the best environmental and health records. Well, we can't have that.
But that's how life works, right? You incentivize people to do the right thing, or maybe they'll just do the right thing, but we don't do that. So we incentivize them. You get to go to the front of the line if you're not dumping your shit right next to my city. I don't know why that's hard to understand. Why is that hard to understand?
After the measures passed, legislation emerged from Senator Jim Boyd, a Bradenton Republican, and Representative Spencer Roach, a North Fort Myers Republican, to cancel out the people's vote to limit cruise ship traffic.
You know, if you move to Florida, you will learn that shit like this is just how it goes. I've learned that I can have a congressperson. Has Matt Gaetz resigned?
Who?
Matt Gaetz.
No.
Your representative?
Our representative. Ryan, no, he's really busy.
I mean, he is accused of some crazy fucking shit, and there's evidence, but he still has a job. He hasn't resigned. Not one. No, there was a person. There's a Republican that called for him to leave. Who is that? That one. There's one guy.
Who?
One Republican has called for Matt Gaetz to resign. Who is that?
Kinzinger.
Yes, that guy. Everybody else doesn't care. So that's Florida. That's just how shit goes.
The bill began as a broad attempt to prohibit local governments from restricting maritime commerce, but with local governments fighting it and 92 lobbyists registered to work on it, the bill's sponsors eventually narrowed the proposal to apply only to Key West. So these Republicans wanted to do what they do. They said, oh, Key West people are saying we don't want your big smelly ships here in such large numbers.
Yeah.
We got to stomp that out. But let's make a bill that does it for the whole state. None of these local cities should be able to make that kind of decision about their own local municipality.
We're going to get a cruise ship. The only reason we don't have a cruise, we almost got a cruise ship here in Pensacola.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only reason we didn't get it is because, I don't know why. I think there's a lot of national seashore
and
shit.
I don't think Grover's into it. I don't think Grover was into our mayor here.
Yeah.
Lobbyists for the bill have picked up on the same arguments made by opponents of the referendum. Proponents of the referendum are engaged in class warfare against cruise ship passengers. Oh, look at these smelly, stinky Key Westers who don't want the unwashed.
You know, man, if you live somewhere, I'm just trying to have this cruise industry have a little empathy. If you live somewhere that docks these cruise ships, and you want, say, instead of 10 a day, you want 5. The reason you want that is because they're putting out a fuck ton of pollution and shit, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want that.
Well, and too many people. Key West is we.
Yeah.
If you've got 3,000 people waddling off a couple of cruise ships every day, that's going to overwhelm the local tourist system.
Tourism does not help the environment.
Frequently.
Right. So... and also Carnival Cruise Line. What other country would allow that industry, that company to operate when they continually dump shit close to the shore where we don't want it?
Listen to this bullshit. The Florida Senate voted 25-14 to pass SB 426, which prohibits local governments from restricting maritime commerce within areas of critical state concern. Listen to that vagary.
What is that? Well, I say, was it me? But that's the point. It doesn't mean anything.
So in the areas where the rich, nasty Republicans live and they don't want big, ugly boats parking at their piers, they're going to be able to make those laws to say, we don't want your stinky boat here.
You don't want the fracking.
But the people of Key West, nope, sorry.
Yeah. Fuck, you don't want the cruise ships.
That's how it works.
In your backyard, but you want the cruise ships. You don't want the fracking in your backyard, but you want the fracking. You don't want the windmills on your precious shoreline. Where do these rich fucks live that they can't bear looking at windmills? Martha's Vineyard?
Hamptons.
The Hamptons, oh yes. You can't, but you want the energy.
That was a Koch brother, right? There was one of the quieter Koch brothers that you never hear about.
Yeah,
was one of the ones battling putting windmills off the coast of the Hamptons because he didn't want to see the nasty, ugly wind turbines.
We're in this weird.
He lost.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They lost that one.
We're in this weird negotiation with the planet where I don't know what kind of leverage we have because other planets like Mars is not that it's not inhabitable. So we're making these deals about climate change. We know what we need to do, but we're just going to do this much. We don't have any leverage.
I don't know who Haskell is. I skipped forward, but Arlo Haskell.
Yes.
Who, along with local fishermen, helped organize the three referendums. Said that. This rich asshole Walsh started bringing cruise ships that were too big for our channel 30 years ago. The local fishermen were the only voices raising the alarm about the damages these ships do to our environment.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, these boats are, I've been on a cruise. It's like you're on a giant building that's floating in the water. And but the difference is everyone stays in the building. When everyone's in a building on land, you shit, and the shit goes in the plumbing system, and then eventually, you know, goes out in the ocean before it goes in the plumbing. At the boat, they just put it directly in the ocean.
After the federal government issued a no-sail order because of the pandemic, stopping cruise traffic, everyone in the Keys realized they were right. Our fishermen started a movement that got huge electoral support. So the people down in Key West were like, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
None of these fucking tourists here overwhelming right. The place.
I've been to the Keys. It's nice. It's nice. Key West is insane because it's crowded. The other Keys are really fucking great.
That can't be. I wonder if that's not Mallory Pier.
Yeah.
Which is the one where you go to watch sunset.
Yeah.
I don't think that's.
I don't know. Where you can see Cuba?
The Cuba sign is
right.
Yeah, the Cuba.
There's 90 miles away.
Yeah, 90 miles away.
You can swim there.
I love Key West.
Right.
It's cool.
But it's super fucking crowded, man.
Yeah.
It's way
crowded.
I went
there for spring break once and it was a little cray.
I mean, this plant, we eventually have to stop having people go places if you're going to conserve energy and keep our fossil, you know, not, you know, you gotta go less places on the planet. Just stay at home and stare at the wall and put on VR goggles or something.
So a whole bunch of rich people donating money to Ron DeSantis and the Republicans.
To the cruise ship industry. And do you know that's a problematic industry, too, because they use a lot of Filipino labor that I know they pay nothing for.
So this guy, almost $1 million.
Yeah. $1 million.
He donated personally.
So
$995,000 to Ron DeSantis.
So how much money must he make every time one of those dumb fucking boats shows up? It must be a fuck ton.
Gosh, we don't have a money and politics problem at all.
Yeah. I mean, I get the economy there. A fuck ton of people show up. They get off the boat. They buy a bunch of shit. You know, I'm sure it's...
And they're not banning them. They want to limit it. Less.
Or fewer, however you want to say it.
So that it doesn't turn into a cesspit.
But it's
more of one.
Going to.
Right.
Oh, man.
We have, a few minutes left here in the big old show.
The weird thing about the cruise ship thing is, like, most of the time you could just put, you know what you could do? You just put people on a boat. You don't even have to go in the water. Because most people, from my experience, don't go out and look at the water. They stay inside and gamble or go to the bar or watch the shows. Rarely are they out on the deck, I think. So they don't even need to be in the water, man. Just, I don't know.
Sharks?
Yeah.
With the sharks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's see. We've got... God, Hollywood, end of an era.
Oh, my God.
It's end of an era, Ryan. Oh, my God. Nobody watched the fucking Oscars last night.
We you know, we discovered something. If you want people to do to pay attention to, for two, how long is the Oscars? 4 million hours?
I don't know how long it was like last night, but I think too long also, because I remember looking at one point and it was like they were live updating. You know, I was just refreshing it to see who was winning what. And it was a long time.
The industry that doles out the awards for the most entertaining or whatever the fuck about people who are great in the entertainment industry, they need to learn how to be a little bit more entertaining, right? I mean, isn't that your whole point? You're the authority on what's good in the movies. And you're doing such a shitty, it's weird.
Well, yeah, do better. I mean,
do they have directors or they have a director?
Oh, somebody Steven directed? Spielberg was one of the producers this year.
Damn, Steven, did you show up to rehearsal once? God damn, motherfucker. Did you? You got 11 million less views, man. I go with a different director next year.
Now, this I don't get. I thought the Catholics were pretty much
rapists.
Pro vaccination. But there is one.
Isn't the Pope telling people?
There is one fucking collar wearer in Wisconsin. It says a controversial Wisconsin priest who made headlines last fall by calling Democrats godless. Oh, wow. Wound us.
Sorry.
Is now telling his parishioners not to get vaccinated.
Yay! Yay!
La Crosse Tribune, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Wee.
There's a brewery there.
Okay.
Where one can
get brews.
Yeah. Oh God, I hate this shit.
Yeah.
It's one of those surveys. A local priest whose public condemnation of as Democrats as godless hypocrites. Okay, blah blah blah. He's now drawn new attention for his anti-vaccine rhetoric and maskless services.
No shit.
A community member last week shared with the Tribune, the La Crosse Tribune, a photo from Easter services at St. James the Less Catholic Church, as opposed to St. James the More.
I am St. James the Less.
I am St. James the Slightly Less.
I am St. James the Comparable.
Where Father James Altman is presiding, it was a crowded church. A page from the church bulletin called vaccines, quote, an experimental use of a genetic altering substance that modifies your body, your temple of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't modify your genes. It doesn't modify your genes.
Hey.
It doesn't modify your genes.
Pray your dick off. Be into this religion. But open up that esophagus for a ventilator, dumb fucks, or windpipe, however they do it.
So there's this ridiculous flyer, it's the church that they hand out, you know, the church flyer with all the announcements and all those stupid little ads that everybody buys, you know,
and you know, you draw on it when you're listening to the sermon, cause you're bored, you draw on the shit.
The flyer states, quote, it is diabolical for anyone to virtue signal / shame / compel you to take such an experimental drug, making you nothing other than a guinea pig.
I hate this story. Fuck you. Damn.
And the flyer says those recommending inoculation are lying to your face. God is still the best doctor, and prayer still the best medicine.
Hey, Yahweh, why don't you come down here and play doctor on me? What a wacko. Didn't the Pope tell everybody to get vaccinated? Or they just,
yep.
The Pope, your boss did, fuck face. This guy's a Catholic? He's a priest? Hey, your fucking boss, who is anointed, ordained by God?
Sure.
The Pope has a direct line to Jesus, correct?
Yes.
And that's the big boss.
Yes.
Who the fuck do you think you are? What's this guy's name?
The priest?
Yes.
Father James Altman.
Oh, James the Lesser, you fuck. Your boss is telling you to do one thing and you're doing something else. You should be fired.
Be informed, not merely opinionated. Do not be anyone's guinea pig. Dear family, the scare quotes, COVID-19 injection is not a vaccine, period. It is not an injection of a lesser version of the illness. Correct. But rather an experimental use of a genetic altering substance. No.
Are incorrect, sir. It's a priest.
That modifies your body, your temple of the Holy Spirit. It is not a vaccine. And the use of that word bears false witness to the truth.
Yeah, you're full of shit. Listen, I'm going to ask God. Let me vibrate real quick.
That's right.
So stupid. Fuck your sky god shit. Get your goddamn vaccinations.
So hopefully, I mean, somebody's going to talk to this motherfucker.
Well, it's got
to
be God. That's, you know, even if that, well, if that matters, the Pope said to do it, you fuck. Isn't the Pope
the diocese of La Crosse said it is continuing to work privately on the issues regarding Altman.
Oh, is it? Shit.
Well, it's, quote, it's a matter of concern for Bishop Callahan when Father James Altman or any of his priests address medical, political, or worldly challenges in a manner that misleads or overtly condemns others.
Right. Translated. I listen, it pisses me off when somebody does something I have to deal with. It takes me away from these kids that I'm banging.
At this time, Bishop Callahan and his canonical representatives are continuing to privately address the concerns being expressed as they relate to Father Altman and his ministry.
Well, listen, all your little canonical buddies, tell everybody to get shots. It's either get shots or we're all going to fucking die. Right? Kind of. Could the Catholics do something helpful for people?
He said from Palm Sunday a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
A year ago this Palm Sunday. Oh, it's Wisconsin. A year ago this Palm Sunday, the godless madness already had taken control, but only 9 of us were allowed in here, including me. Let us reject and cast off the godless madness now and forevermore. And let us realize that we do not fear dying so much that we fear to live.
Did you mean to get a laugh at the end of that, James the Lesser? Did you mean to get a laugh there?
Oh, my God. The godlessness of what has happened over the past year, the godlessness of what Fauci is now promoting in double masking is damnable in the hottest fires of hell. And I'm not joking.
Ooh, if you're concerned about godless shit, listen to this podcast Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. We're godless as fuck, bitch.
Oh, God. In other videos, he continues to make similar far-right conspiratorial comments, including that stimulus checks are handed out to do the government's bidding, comparing the left to Nazis, saying God damns feminism, and keeps sharing anti-trans rhetoric, he says.
This
guy is quite a cuddle bunny.
Well, you know what, cuddle bunny? I'm going to damn your God. What do you think about that, big guy?
So there you go. Some rogue dickwad priest in La Crosse, Wisconsin, is telling his people, don't get the vaccine.
Because La Crosse, not to be an asshole, but we're talking about the center of technology in the universe, right? Some fucknut in La Crosse.
There's a UW there.
Yeah. This guy's like, I'm so tired of molesting children. I'm going to get into the anti-vax thing.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're on your favorite podcasting application, always at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
LinkedIn,
and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking
God
Vile.
Bless the United States.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.